What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back, man. A brand new episode. Took about a two-month hiatus. You know, a lot going on. We'll get into that right now. But we want to thank you guys all for joining us. Glad to be back. Glad to try to get into this, the normal routine of things and bringing you guys more consistent shows. And I think we needed a break. We'll get into it right now. Yeah, but well, just in a second. But it's glad to be back. And we got a lot to talk about today. Want to mention to you guys before we get started to check out a sponsor for the show. We have a promo code for you guys to use, 10% off your order. And this is with Bravis Brewing Company. Me and James have been on a health kick for quite some time. And recently I've kind of quit drinking. It's time, you know, I spent most of my 20s and 30s just casually drinking. I've never necessarily been a major alcoholic, yeah. but I love the drinkies. So, you know, a few months back, you know, had a wild night and decided after that it's time to call it a day. So, you know, the little one's getting older and, you know, I just want to take better care of myself. So, Bravis Brewing Company is local to California. They're based in Anaheim. They got tons of flavors. They got IPAs, oatmeal stouts, peanut butter stouts, amber ales, blondes. They have like the, you know, the berry wine type flavor ones, the raspberry goose. You can go on their website. You can do 6-packs, 12-packs, 24-packs. You can mix and match flavors. I think it's free shipping. And with our code, you get 10% off. And it's non-alcoholic. I think it's got like near non-alcoholic, at least for them.
Yeah.
It's like a 0.5% of alcohol,
which is like nothing.
You can drink one. You could drink multiple. You could drink probably a whole six pack, and you'll probably still not feel a breathalyzer. You know, if somebody pulls you over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You won't feel anything. You won't get drunk. I'm sure. Your mouthwash has more alcohol in it than any of these, a 6-pack of these. So
yeah, and the great thing about it, this product is not only is it alcohol free, but it tastes great.
Yeah, if you're an avid drinker or avid connoisseur of beers or anything like that, you'll notice a difference. It's just a lighter version. It's a slight lighter version of anything you're used to, basically what you.
But
prefer.
The more you drink. Drink it, I'm sure it's like a unique, yeah. an acquired taste. So you get kind of used to it.
Yeah, the first time.
It reminds me of like drinking diet soda versus regular soda.
Basically. Yeah. And even it might not even be that far of a difference in taste.
Yeah.
You know, it's like fairly close to the real thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Just a little watered down, but not too bad.
Not too bad. And I think on the second time I tried it, I popped one open watching something on Netflix or whatever, and after a while you almost, it's like drinking the real thing. It's basically like the real thing. So it's good. I mean, if you're looking for a guilt-free healthier alternative to drinking, this is it. You want to work out afterwards, you want to, you know, play with the kids and be guilt-free, you want to drive, you want to go to work, you want to do all that stuff but still have like that feeling that you actually cracked open a beer and, you know, whatever, yeah, your flavor, I mean, preference is, you know. And
it'd be great just to be like to crack open these cans and you can drink with your friends and they can have the real stuff, you can have the fake stuff or non-alcoholic stuff, and you can wake up with no hangover.
Yeah,
you can wake up without feeling sick, you can do all that,
and you don't
plus even get the pleasure of that alcoholic taste in your mouth.
Yeah. And you don't even, I mean, you can tell your friends, and it's been a stigma to it, and even me researching this stuff, I'm like, non-alcoholic, I mean, what's really out there?
Yeah.
And quite a bit, almost every major company has non-alcoholic versions of their beers,
right?
And we tried Heineken's today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not bad, but Bravis is, you know, they're a local brewery and they have really good selection, and yeah, man, I liked it. After second try, I was like drinking
you're
the real
in,
thing.
Yeah
So promo code complex, 10% off your order. I think they already offer free shipping, so it's a good deal.
It's a great
deliver
deal.
Right to your house and guilt-free.
Yeah,
beer and yeah. Have a pop one open for a fight, and there you go, man.
And Josh said, you know, there's a variety of them. So if you want an ale one day or a stout the next, you can get all that. You can get a blonde. You can get
peanut butter stout.
Yes, that it tastes great.
Yeah.
And if you want to support the show, you can, you know.
10% off your
10%
order.
10% off. And, it'll support us. Yeah. It'll make you feel better health-wise and
guilt-free. You could go to the gym right after. Maybe you were a savage and did that anyway, drinking a six-pack. But you can drink a six-pack of these and go right to the gym. And, and it won't affect you health-wise. And you won't feel bad about it. You won't worry about your liver. And if you want to take a break, it's the next best thing. It's like for smokers and nicotine, this is...
Yeah.
Nicotine patches, this is it. This is your nicotine patch.
This is your fix.
For me, it's a good fix. It's a good alternative. Best alternative.
Complex.
So Complex, 10% off your order. And good to be back, man. We took a lot of time off, more than we expected to.
Yeah.
On the path, at least for me, without getting too deep into it, health issues, thankfully, for the most part, everything's all A-okay. And nothing major to really bring up or anything to talk about, thankfully. So that's all kind of in the process of healing. So feeling pretty decent nowadays. And mentally, man, health is a big thing. I've always kind of, you know, struggled with anxiety or stress, but always had a lot of things to manage it or a lot of distractions and never affected me too much. With quarantine, you have a lot of time on your hands, and I know a lot of you guys aren't working, you know, full-time jobs anymore, and you're at home and you're stuck at home. There's nothing to do. And, you know, all your friends are stuck at home too. And there's not really anything to
do. The walls cave in.
Yeah, man. You have your mind starts to run wild. And for me, I was already kind of going through some stuff before, our last episode, and then the physical stuff just hit like a rock, and just the anxiety and the stress skyrocketed and fucking went through the ceiling. So it took a long while to get off of that and get through that, and slowly but surely I think I'm heading in that direction. So it felt good enough to get back into the swing of things, and that's why we're here.
Yep.
So and then reaching out to a lot of other people, you know, kind of found out that, you know, a lot of people
deal with it.
A lot of guys, a lot of guys, like, maybe aside from, you know, us kind of talking about it, you know, I had three or four, five different, you know, about four different friends of mine, people that I've known and wouldn't even have thought that they were experiencing some of this stuff, had been dealing with it. And recently too.
Yeah. And something like that is always comforting, because like you always feel alone in your problems, and you always feel alone in whatever's going on in your head.
Yeah.
And to know there's people out there that not only went through it but overcame it, it must be comforting to know that.
Yeah, and it's when you're in the middle of it, and you're in the middle of those like episodes, and you're in the middle of like maybe a long stretch of like weeks upon weeks of like, you know, just, you know, depression, anxiety, and panic attacks, man. Because I had one panic attack we talked about it. It was just tore me to shreds. I mean, I thought I was having a heart attack. I mean, you name it. And that's probably the worst one of my life. I probably had one previous to that was somewhat bad, but this was by far the worst. And it was within a span of like 3 weeks. I probably had a couple mini ones. So it's a real thing. I think you're definitely, for anybody out there, you're not alone. Most likely your friends or your family members that you talk to are probably at times have gone through it or are going through it. So you, I'm telling you, it's very easy. It's not easy, but then it is easy when you finally do it, just to be like, hey man, yeah. Somebody would be like, hey, how are things going on? And you want to just shoot a text, be like, yeah, it's been going through this and this. And then be like, that's all it took. Some people were, that's all it took, where they were like, oh yeah, you know, I went through the same thing just like last week, last month, you know, or the last time I saw you, I barely even made it to your house. You know what I mean? Like, so one friend told me that he had a panic attack that day and almost reconsidered coming over, like the last time I saw him. And I was like, oh shit, man. I didn't like, and had been, you know, in therapy ever since. So it's
shit. Like,
it's one of those things, man. And a lot of it could be triggered by just the normal stress. It could be triggered by health reasons or all of the above.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be a number of things. So, yeah, that was a big thing. So it took a long while to get to this point to where at least I felt good enough to get in front of the camera and, or the mic and talk to you guys. And then, you know, James had some stuff going on too. So yeah. we've all been out of commission for a little bit, needed a break, and you know, we're back.
But you know, like talking to you guys and having the show is like a somewhat of a therapy and somewhat of a, I don't know, like a venture outside of our personal life to be able to talk to you guys about it. Mixed martial arts, something that we both love.
It's a good distraction. Yeah. This is a good distraction. It's a fun distraction to do these things, and hopefully, you know, there's people out there that are listening and enjoying it, and
they give a fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah. So. Yeah, physically, mentally, I'm definitely in a better place.
Oh, yeah.
But still on the path. You know, you're still, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are out there. As far as for me, I'm in that middle road of like, am I good or am I not good? You know what I mean? Like, it's hard.
But you've gained a lot of ground since last time.
You're in that mode of like, you've been in that mode of like heightened stress for so long that it's hard to let go of it. So I'm in that middle road right now, but definitely on the better side of it.
But the fact that you made it to this point is good.
It's crazy, man. You look back I look back on some of the worst weeks that were during this time, and I'm like, dude, how did I
survive?
How did I survive? Like, how did I get to that point? How did I allow myself to get to the point? Yeah. And then
it's mental, man.
Yeah.
Your crazy, brain can fuck you up.
So crazy. So, So thank you guys all for joining us. Remember Complex 10, it's Complex for 10% off, Bravis Brewing Company. And then we're back, man. So we're going to get to the fights last week with Tony and who else was on the main card?
It was Chandler. And Oliveira and then Ferguson.
We'll get to the fights this weekend. We'll get to Jake Paul signing with Showtime and do all that. So we'll get to that right now. All right. So last week, you know, you had Chandler and Oliveira, you had Tony Ferguson and Benil Dariush. And then, you know, the card overall, I thought was decent, but I mean, without getting too deep into it, because, you know, we're days past that and we had some fights this coming weekend. Just your thoughts on, let's say, the Tony and Benil. For either one of those guys, where do you see their trajectory going? And as in Tony's case, you know, what do you think went wrong for him?
I mean, I think like we're talking about
in his career, you know, not just in the fight.
Yeah, I think when we were talking about this fight off camera, his ACL injury kind of like led him to this road of losses, really. And you know, he had a hard time with Anthony Pettis, but he got past him, and then fought Gaethje, and then Gaethje kind of, you know, it was a tough fight. And then Cowboy too. It was like a rough patch for Tony Ferguson. Yeah. I think now I think he should fight a top 15 guy. I think he should get a quote unquote you know, like a warm up fight, and then try to pick up a win. I don't think he should retire. I don't think it's over for him. I think he should just stop going off the, like, this top five guys and go for a top 15 guy and see if we can get a win off of those guys.
Yeah. Let's start with Tony. So Tony, I think for him, at least for me, and I agree too, once he had that ACL injury or the knee injury, he didn't even take a year off and he came back. Yeah, there was like an 8-month recovery process. And for me, he just didn't look the same upon his return. Physically, he looked slimmer and just not strong. He physically looked weaker. He looked more frail. And I could see his tentativeness in his fighting when anybody would kick his legs, or, you know, especially in those Pettis and Cerrone fights. I think he barely got past those fights in those fights. I think he did enough to win, and those guys were kind of on the downslope anyway, so he caught them at a good time and got some good wins. But once he hit the wall of Gaethje, it showed where his skills and his age and the rest of the division, you know, has finally caught up with him, you know? And I think Gaethje pieced him up on the feet. He had Oliveira just dominate him on the ground everywhere, actually. And then Benil Dariush just took him down at will and controlled him. And yeah, I don't know if he's at the point of retirement and to call it quits, because he's not getting, aside from the Gaethje fight, he's not getting beat up and knocked out.
Yeah.
But he's getting dominated, even though he's surviving and he's got good defense. He's just not winning rounds. He's lost so many rounds. He's on that Tyron Woodley, you know, phase of his career where he's just not firing back. He's hesitant. He's not firing on, and he's not being creative and putting himself into dangerous positions. Like, he's getting hit and he's getting stunned and he's holding back and he's very cautious.
It's a weird thing to see too, because, you know, especially being controlled like that, because I'm used to like Ferguson fighting off his back, you know, with elbows or
scrambling and all that,
or getting his butterfly hook and try to sweep the guy. You see nothing. You just see him on his back getting dominated. And it's really weird to see.
Yeah. And having that look in his eyes of where he's like he's stuck. He can't, he's got nowhere to go, and he doesn't know what to do. He's almost like just survival mode the entire time. And he's always like a step behind his opponents.
I
think eventually he stays on his path, it's going to be bad. I think he's going to have a knockout at some point.
Yeah. And you know, and that division isn't doing any good, because I mean, it's killers, man. It's like it's the deepest division in the UFC. It has been for a very long time. And for him, I mean, like, the top 10 guys are fucking killers. And then, like, even the top 15, like, you have guys who are dangerous.
Yeah.
But aren't ranked. So he has this tough road ahead of him. But I think, and I hope, that he can pull through.
I hope so too. We'll see. I know Dana's already looking at it as like, this might be the end of the road, but he's going to give him probably one more fight, two more fights. Same with Cowboy. One more fight, two more fights to see how you do.
Yeah.
And it's a must win.
Yeah.
I think Tony's on the same path, and he's 37 now. I mean, it happens. You're 37 at lightweight, you know, your speed, your durability.
Those guys are fucking animals.
Time catches up with.
Yep.
And that's it. So it's kind of reaching that end for Tony.
Yeah.
He had a long, good career, you know, interim champ. He never got the big accolades that he should have when in his prime, but he's done a lot.
Yeah.
Benil, man, he's one of those guys that was always just there, getting by, winsome, lonesome, and has been on a roll, man. He's looking better and better he looks like an older guy. He looks like a 37, 40 year old. Whereas, you know, Tony looks a little bit younger, but Benil's like 32.
He's so young.
Fucking young. He's got so many gray hairs and just his face looks weathered. He looks like a much older person.
Yeah. He's white, so.
Yeah. And is he white? Benil Dariush? No, he's like Iranian, isn't he?
Oh, shit. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
But I think he is.
But, you know,
he's on a roll, and I think now it's a top five guy.
Exactly. I think him beating Tony did nothing but good for him, because he finally got a fight with the name, pushed with the name, and someone like Tony who previously, before this, all these losses came together, he had a 12 fight win streak, and was considered the best lightweight in the division. So for him to get a win off of him, I'm sure it's gonna help him a lot.
And so I think he's on a roll. He's looking better than ever, and he's found that play, almost like Oliveira. They finally found themselves.
They groove,
and where the mentally and physically have all come together.
Yeah.
As far as the main event, it was a great main event.
Yeah.
Action-packed first round. You had Chandler dominating the first round. Oliveira hanging in there, almost out of it. Comes back and finishes at Chandler in the first 19 seconds of the second round.
Amazing.
And lands a left hook and sends Chandler pedaling backwards in survival mode, and then ends up pouncing on him, taking him out, and is your new lightweight champion, man.
You know, when Chandler got hit the second time, and he kind of was backpedaling, it reminded me of the Cain and Brock fight, when Cain hit Brock Brock kind of just went backwards and went fucking did a complete circle.
Yep.
He like flipping. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that.
It was like that.
No, I mean, like, Charles Oliveira, I mean, fucking A, that's a a Cinderella story in the UFC. I mean, he was 10 wins, 8 losses.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he was like, he couldn't, and he was the type of person that was going to 45 but couldn't make the weight. Go to 55, he would get his ass handed to him.
Yeah, once he hit the top level of the division, he always got knocked back down.
Yeah.
And then
now, and he could never make 45s. He tried to make 45s, he couldn't do it.
And now the guy's found his groove, man.
He looks fucking great.
Good. He looks like a world beater. Yeah. He's resilient,
yeah.
Confident. And, you know, the guy's a force, man. And he can hold the title for quite some time, or he's got a bunch of killers he has to go through too. So
yeah.
He looked good. And as far as Chandler, he looked good too.
You know, yeah, he got caught.
He just got caught. And I think he won a lot of fans even with that performance. And I think give him another go at a top five guy. I put him up against any of the top five to win on any given night. He's a super athletic, powerful, explosive,
yeah,
confident, and experienced. And he could beat any of the top five on any given night, any of them.
Yeah.
Even Oliveira. It just... You know, Chandler's one of the guys, if you able to catch him and take him out, you gotta basically beat him.
Yeah.
To beat him. You know what I mean? You gotta take him out.
Yeah, exactly. But he's not necessarily like done. I think him and Oliveira will probably have a trilogy, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, they'll probably go again. If he can fight and win, he's one or two fights back into the
title mix, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a great card. The UFC's been on a great roll, and they got a lot of things going on for the summer. And, you know, we're back with audiences, and
it's weird.
How did you like the audience being in the crowd? I think
they added a lot.
It
adds a lot. Yeah, like and it must add energy to the fighters, you know, coming in instead of being like an Ultimate Fighter kind of.
But I think they're going to continue the fight nights in Apex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it you know, the crowds look great. It adds so much to the experience. And it's nice to have both. I think we're going to get both for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And I welcome them. You know, I think us in California, I just read.
Yeah.
June 15th, no capacity limit. I think,
fuck.
I know it's a lot of politics going into it right at this point, but, you know, I think they're going to still probably require vaccinations or mask or whatever, what have you. But as far as social distancing and capacity, it's going to be up to the businesses themselves. And we're back in business now.
Yeah. And I think, that may open the doors for us to go into fights again.
Yeah. Or fights in California.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't doubt if, Bellator and UFC and all these other promotions come back and start doing events out here, because starting in June, the state's back open, so it's gonna be cool, and we're gonna have crowds again, and be able to do our thing at these fights. And
I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, bring you guys content and all that stuff. So it's gonna be nice to have get back into the groove of things. And
then pretty soon, like, you'll be fully vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. You'll be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm getting my first next week.
Yeah.
And so before the June 15th deadline, I'll be fully vaccinated by that point. So
awesome.
Yeah. I think enough time has passed, and we're good now to get the vaccination. I'm not scared of it anymore. So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about Jake Paul signing with Showtime and what they may hold in store for his future and his, you know, competing in boxing against MMA guys, or even open the door to MMA. Before we get to that, here it is. Right here. Bravis Brewing Company, right here. This is the oatmeal stout. This is the one we're trying right now.
It's great.
Yeah, consistency. Cheers. Dark. I don't know if you guys like this one. Yeah, great. Oatmeal stout.
Great.
Light. You know, a little bit lighter than, let's say, a Guinness. But I mean, if any of you guys tried the Stella Blacks, very similar to that. But
it tastes good.
Yeah,
it's tasty.
So
Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul signs, like, I think a 3-fight deal with Showtime Boxing. Now, Showtime is the exclusive broadcaster of Bellator, which Cyborg is fighting tonight. I think this opens the door of, like, what's Jake going to really do at this point? What kind of moves is he going to make? is going to actually start dabbling in competition against other boxers? Does this Showtime deal, does this make it easier for Bellator guys to compete against him in boxing?
Mm.
Like a Dylan Dennis, does it make it that much easier? I think it does.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're all under the same umbrella.
Will Jake Paul ever dabble in MMA at a light, you know, against a guy like Dylan Dennis? Because Jake Paul wrestled in high school. He's got good stand-up. He's a young, athletic kid, big. I mean, he's got, with a little bit of training, you know, maybe a full camp of, like, ground game work, because he's already done his hand work. It's safe to say maybe he might win a few fights and do pretty decent. So, I mean, we might see that happen too. I don't know. What do you think? What do you make of this?
I think it's fucking crazy. I think, like, to think that this guy was a YouTuber and he was a nobody, but he understood how to play the game as far as how to promote yourself. He took the pro wrestling route pretty much and dropped promos, talked shit. Called out, smart about it. He didn't call out the killers. He called out guys that he can beat and didn't know or weren't experienced in boxing. Yeah,
and not, you know, beat them outside of their usual
comfort
expertise.
Zone. Uh-huh. Yeah. And for him to, like, not only accomplish that, but get the notoriety that he got, and to the point where this guy went to the UFC fight and was getting, people were saying, fuck Jake Paul. A bad reaction or a good reaction? He got a reaction.
And he had Daniel Cormier coming after him.
Yeah. I mean, a guy like DC, a future Hall of Famer, former double champ, you know, coming after him. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And he has Dana White talking about him. He has mainstream media talking about him. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Now he's signed with Showtime Boxing. I mean, come on. That's fucking absurd if you think about it.
It's a big win for Showtime.
Yeah.
I think people it's going to get a lot of eyeballs.
I mean, they know that this guy's going to bring eyeballs to the product.
And it's obviously bad news for Triller, who's going to definitely suffer financially. And I can see them closing shop pretty soon. I can see some of their upcoming fights with Teofimo Lopez and Holyfield and all these other events that they're planning to put on.
Yeah,
come to fruition.
Yeah, I think Jake Paul was holding the ground for that company for sure.
Yeah.
Now, it's either going to be like you said, like he fights, he dabs into MMA at some point. He continued to fight like these MMA guys or retired athletes, or he can actually find some real competition. Like, I don't think Showtime will put him against like killers, because they realize that as soon as this guy gets beat, his values drop, so they're going to continue to, like...
And he's smart. This kid he's smart. He knows what he's doing, and he's going to pick the fights that work for him.
Yeah.
And he's going to pick either other celebrities, low-level boxers, but with ground fighters in MMA. I mean, he's going to want to box those kind of guys, and I think Showtime will go along with it and put on events like this, and it'll be fun, and... You know, it might be other celebrities. Who knows?
It'd be very Bellator-esque.
Yeah. But events. I think as far as it relates to MMA, I think the possibilities of Bellator guys coming up and fighting him, it became a lot easier.
Yeah.
And if Scott is, if I was Scott, I would try to get him over to Bellator. And I think at this point, I don't think, you know, Scott usually follows the lead of UFC sometimes. Like if they're, you know, like with Diego Sanchez, you know, Diego Sanchez got let go, and then Bellator right away said, we're not signing Diego Sanchez. You know what I mean? Because they want to be respected as well. So they don't want to just be like, oh, we're going to get UFC's leftovers all the time.
Yeah, they want to be like the WCW back then.
Yeah. So I can see Bellator not really want, especially Dana White's not playing ball with Jake Paul anymore, not loaning any of his guys, not even want to talk about Jake Paul anymore. I can see Scott heading in that direction. Or making it a deal to where if Jake Paul fights one of my guys, he's got to come into the cage and fight.
Or they can do where if he wants to come to Bellator,
he's got to do MMA.
It'll be their Bellator kickboxing too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Jake's that dedicated though.
No.
I don't think he's...
I think it's probably more dangerous or as dangerous as MMA because you have... Because the boxing stance...
Yeah.
Leaves you wide open for kicks.
Yeah, I could see him. I could see him possibly making his way into the cage to fight somebody like Dylan Danis. I can see that happening. And Scott making that deal to where, okay, you can...
That'd be a bad matchup, though, no?
For
Jake.
Yeah. But they're not even in the same weight class. They can get away with a weight class difference in boxing.
They can always do a catchweight, no?
Yeah. But Jake's big.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I would say definitely a bad matchup as far as ground game goes, but if Jake puts the work in and does a full camp with just nothing but ground, I could see him at least holding his own to where it has to stay on the feet, and then it'll be a toss-up.
I don't know. I can see that maybe for like a all-ranked guy, but someone as seasoned as Dylan and a world champion in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I would say Dylan will still be the favorite, but let's say Jake develops a decent ground defense, develops a decent
that's what I'm saying. Takedown defense. It's hard to like defend that high level of jiu-jitsu in one camp.
Yeah, no, he's not going to want to go on the ground. He's going to try to avoid the ground
and
keep it standing. And if he can do that, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be the bigger guy. And
it'll be like Randy Couture, just one takedown and fight's over.
Yeah, and then being the bigger guy will make it easier for him to get Dylan off of him a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
I mean, it's a fight, so anything can happen.
Yeah, and he's obviously... I'm curious to see how serious he takes his thing and what he decides to do with it.
Yeah.
What matchups come up. So
yeah.
Let's get into anything else. I mean, Diego Sanchez stuff is still playing out. We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
John Jones is going to take time off, I guess, whatever.
That situation
McGregor just had another kid.
Probably because if they're right.
Yeah, I know. You have Cyborg fighting tonight. We're going to touch on that card real quick. And then you have Cody Garbrandt against...
This weekend, right?
Yeah, against... Who's he fighting?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
This non-alcoholic beer is fucking...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. We had nothing but... You can't blame the alcohol anymore. Yeah, whatever. So yeah. Let's get to the fights.
Somebody.
Let's get to the fights this weekend. All right, so this weekend... You have Bellator 259, Cyborg versus Smith 2. You have LFA 108, Framed versus Rodriguez. And then you have tomorrow night, UFC Fight Night 188, Rob Font
versus
Cody Garbrandt. That's going to be a good one, a stand-up fight right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The return of Cody Garbrandt.
Yeah. So that's this weekend. So tonight, yeah, Bellator 259, Cyborg versus Smith. Featherweight titles on the line. This is the second meeting between these two. You have Darian Caldwell versus Leandro Higo, Fabian Edwards, Austin Vanderfort, Mike Conn Mendoca versus Jay Leo Willis, Hannah Guy versus Valley Loretta. I'm looking forward to that one. Saad Awad versus Nate Andrews in your preliminary main event. Ooh. And then you have a host of other people on the undercard. So that's on Showtime. Tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I think they have a 30-day free trial and then $4.99 for 6 months every month after that.
Not bad.
And then, man, if they come back and, you know, it'd be nice to have Bellator back over here so we can make the trips up to San Jose and all that stuff. That'd be fun.
Super fun.
You have Cody Garbrandt versus Rob Font, 188 this weekend. UFC 188 at the Apex. Jack Hermanson versus Edmund Shabazian. Great one right there. You have Bill Ajayo versus Ricardo Ramos. You have Norma Dumont, a Brazilian girl. You know, very. She's always had a little bit of issues with weight cuts. I think she made weight. Mm. She's got very thick legs, very thick thighs, and all that stuff. And she's pretty, but she looks like a big, thick, strong girl. But I don't know. I like her. I like her look.
She sounds delicious.
Yeah. She's very like her thighs in it. She's got like Pedro Hizo legs.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Shit.
And against Felicia Spencer. Justin Toffa versus Jared Vandera. Carlos Esparza versus Yang Xionan. And Rob Font versus Cody Garbrandt. And I think Chris Barnett versus Ben Rothwell is your main event. And then Court McGee versus Claudio Silva is your co-main event. Yeah. On the preliminary card, Court McGee versus Claudio Silva. And then you have a decent undercard.
Yeah.
Yancy Medeiros and stuff like that. But let's go with Rob Font, Cody Garbrandt. Who do you have?
Oh, man. So this is Cody's long layoff return.
Yeah.
He
beat Asenso.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That was like last year?
Yeah.
Earlier this year. I don't remember.
I think it was earlier last this year. Last year?
I think it was last
late
year.
Late last year. It's about a year off. But before that Asenso fight, he was bad. But, oh yeah, that's right. We're in April, though.
Yeah. But he took time off. He took a long time off. Fought Asenso. Beat Asenso. This was like maybe December, I think.
That's right, yeah. I think you're right.
I don't remember.
I'm going to go with Cody.
You go Cody? I think it's a good pick. Rob Font is, I think, doesn't he train out of, does he train out of Jersey and all that with,
Frank Yeager? No.
No, with,
Oh, Hinto?
No, who's the guy who fought, Max Holloway? Who last fought Max Holloway and got beat on the feet when Max is on went on beast mode.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, what's his name?
Okay.
I know, we're all fucking, this non-alcoholic beer is fucking us up.
Yeah, I can't even remember his name. You guys are listening, probably frustrated at us. Like,
I know.
You guys are idiots. But, yeah, I can't remember.
His fight's at a shirt. And I could be even wrong. I could get him mixed up.
Maybe going to like...
Yeah, the New England Cartel of Boston, Massachusetts. With... Motherfucker.
The seven Max Holloways. And you can look at his last two fights or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, this is probably faster. UFC stats. Calvin Kattar. Jesus Christ. Yeah, out of Boston, Mass. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's Rob Font's teammates with Calvin Kattar. He comes out of that camp, which is a great camp, a great team. And so I'll go with Rob Font on this one. I say it's gonna be a stand up fight. Obviously Cody's got the power, but I think Rob Font's technique might help him out in the long run and maybe get a decision. So I'll go Rob Font on this one. Good weekend of fights. Fights tonight, Cyborg Smith. They're all free. At least you can have the Showtime trial and get 30 days free and just cancel.
And get some food and pick up some non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah. So before we go, that's our show. So before we go, thank you guys all for joining us.
Yeah.
Glad to be back. We're going to try to get back in the swing of things and hopefully our mental health and our physical health improve, at least, you know, especially for me. I know you've been pretty good, but you know, like both of us are on the, you know, but I want to thank Bravis Brewing Company right here. Boom, boom. This is their oatmeal stout. Complex is the promo code. 10% off your order. Go on their website, customize your order, get a free shipping, I believe.
Maybe not this weekend because it's already Friday, but...
Yeah, no, but...
The next fight, you can order something and...
Your 12-pack, your 24-packs, your 6-packs, and just customize your orders and enjoy. It's basically the next best real thing, closely enough to the real thing.
Yeah.
You, after one crack of it, you forget that you're not even, you know, drinking actual alcoholic beer. This is... It fixes that... Need.
That fixation, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you fuck with it, and if you guys are like drinking it, if you're drinking beer just to get fucked up, then you guys have a problem.
Yeah.
Get help.
Like for me, I like to drink and to have a good time and to just chill out. And I don't necessarily need the sensation of being buzzed or being fucked up. This fills that void of that craving of just the taste and the beer and enjoying and relaxing.
Yeah.
And you can go to the workout right after and your body's not processing any kind of alcohol. It's just straight up just bam. Just a good relaxing drink. And it's like the real thing, man. So Bravis beer complex, 10% off.
Show your support.
We got the 12 pack.
And that's our show. Good to be back.
Really good to be back. Yeah.
It's yeah. Good to good.
Normal again.
Normal again. Yeah, yeah, it's been 2 months off, and now we're back, and yeah, we'll try to get you guys another one next week, and
yep,
recap all the fights from this weekend. So thank you guys for joining us. Go to the MMA Complex on all social media, iTunes, all that.
Grab your beer, Complex.
Your Bravis beer, and
rate the show. Out. 5 stars on iTunes. Do what you can to support the show. Yeah, guys, it's great to be back, and we'll see you guys next week, and we'll talk about the next week's fights. I mean, this week's fights next week. So enjoy that. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the fights.